Hi there. I really hope I'm not bothering you. It's just that I noticed that for once you're here at the cafe without your books and computer, just hanging out, drinking your drink. And that's very unusual. No, it's not like that. I'm not a stalker or anything. It's just, well, I come to this cafe a lot too to relax, sip some coffee, study a bit, use the free Wi-Fi. Where are my manners? My name is Gwendolyn, but, well, most of my friends just call me Gwen or Gwenny, Gwenpen, Gwendolyn Pendolyn. Whatever tickles their fancy, and, well, if you talk to me, you can call me whatever you like. If you want to call me Gwen, Gwendolyn, Gwenny Penny, whatever. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I promise, I am totally sane. I'm just really, really, really nervous because, well, I've never done anything like this before. I've never walked up to a complete stranger like this. Especially one as, well, nice looking to me as you are. Please, take it as a compliment. I mean it sincerely, as a compliment. I know I look rather strange with my crazy hair, all black attire, and heavily applied black eyeliner, but I promise I'm normal. I'm normal and nice. I swear. I just have an eclectic sense of fashion, and I really like dark music and to go to the industrial club a lot. And at school, I tend to sit far in the back of the lecture hall because I don't like drawing too much attention to myself. Which is why this is particularly hard for me. Because usually I don't try to draw this much attention to myself from anyone. Though it is just you and not a large group of people. I mean, there's a couple people to my right staring at me like I'm cuckoo. But, I'm kind of used to people staring at me at the same time. Because, well, how peculiar I look, I guess. But I promise I'm relatively normal. And, mostly sane. So, yeah. I'm Gwen. And I never got your name. What's your name? That's a nice name. Yeah. Wouldn't have figured that would be your name, but it's good. It's good. I like it. I will remember it. And, well, do you suppose I could maybe get your phone number or Twitter handle or something? Again, not to be creepy and weird, but, I mean, I am talking to you right now, and I would like to maybe talk to you again in the future. And to be completely honest, I talk a lot better through, like, texting and DMs and stuff like that than I do in person. At least until I really get to know someone. And to be frank, I don't really know you too well, other than you like to come to this cafe to study and be on your computer, and you tend to go through anywhere from 3 to 7 drinks, usually coffee, sometimes tea, sometimes just water, sometimes soda, but mostly you're like me. You like to come here to get your caffeine fix, and I respect that. Yeah, I dig it. So yeah, you, me. Here, cafe, people staring, can I join you at this table maybe? So I'm not just standing here all awkward and people looking like I'm a bingo weirdo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Okay. Anyway, okay. Sitting here at your table now, talking to you finally. Yeah, this is really nerve-wracking. I'm sorry. I'm normally not this weird. I promise. I'm sorry about the clicking and tapping. It's just kind of a nervous habit I have, I guess. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll stop. Okay, go on, stop. Alright, yeah, okay. I'm talking to you, and I'm sitting at your table with you, and I'm looking and acting like a total freak. And a complete moron. Yep. Good going, Gwen. You are totally embarrassing yourself. A plus. Real big galaxy brain moment there, Gwendolyn. Anyway, you know, sorry, I kind of self-deprecate a lot. It's just part of my personality. And I'll be honest, I don't really have a whole lot of friends. Most people I talk to are just on the internet. Sorry if that's kind of weird. Oh, really? Most of your friends are online too? So that's why you're on your computer here all the time. Is the Wi-Fi here really that good? Well, to be fair, they probably have really good broadband to let so many people on different devices use it all at once and not crash. So yeah, I figure it's probably pretty good. I wouldn't know. I don't do a lot of heavy-duty stuff here. I just come here to access my online textbooks and sometimes chat with people. Are you streaming something by chance here? Oh, cool. Can I see? Oh, you have a lot of tabs open. Goodness. I see some game reviews. Ooh, you like anime too? Awesome. Some comic reviews and a couple of movies. Nice. So you like Japanese animation? I'll admit, I don't know a whole lot about it, like the history of it or anything. Not really something I hardcore studied, but I do like some of the movies I've seen. They're very, very pretty. Nice animation, really good music, and it's good messages too. I think my favorite movies are by this Studio Ghibli. Sorry if I'm completely botching the name again. I'm not an anime expert by any means. So, sorry if that offended you. You seem like a much, much bigger fan than I am. Whew, okay, I didn't offend you. So yeah, am I in the right ballpark with that being a movie studio? I just know based on like what the beginning and the ending of the movie say. Okay, yeah, you like those movies too? Awesome! Wait, you maybe by chance want to watch one sometime here? Maybe with me and we could like, I don't know, share headphones or something? Yeah? I promise I have ones that aren't full of ear goo that are meant for sharing because they're Bluetooth. And in this day and age, I would totally sanitize it before giving you one. Just saying. So, why did you let me sit down? I mean, you hardly even know me, and I know very little about you. What makes you feel so safe with me? Aww, you're too sweet. I seem nice. Aww, thank you. Well, you seem really nice and kind too. If a bit of a introvert and a loner, but then again, so am I. I do like to go clubbing once in a while. Do you? Oh, you don't? Well, I don't blame you. It's not everybody's scene. I like to go to like the goth club and it's not more of an industrial club than a goth club. They kind of rebranded. Yeah, the one way on the outskirts in the complex. Yep. That's the one. You've heard of it. Okay, cool. Maybe if you're ever in the mood to dance a bit and grab some drinks, I would totally bring you with me. Not like that, unless you want it to be like that. We could totally go as just friends. Just pals, palling around, hanging out, dancing at the club. Okay. Okay, Glenn, calm down. Calm down. All this nervous chatter is probably driving everybody crazy. Okay, Glenn, okay. Deep breaths. Okay, that's better. That's a lot better. I feel better. How about you? Yep. Okay. So again, my name is Gwendolyn. Most people call me Gwen or Gwenpen or Gwenny Penny, whatever. Yeah, you already heard that spiel. And you are you. And we're both here at the cafe, sitting at the same table with our coffees and everything else. And you're alone, I came here alone, and we're both relatively complete strangers to each other, so why did I approach you? Well, not only do I see you here a lot, and it seems like just based on the kind of computer you have and the books you bring, we have some stuff in common. And me approaching you just now, you didn't seem too disturbed by me and how off I look. So I figured I'd give it a shot. Introduce myself, see if you wanted to talk at all, and well, you do. And yeah, anyway, yeah, I suppose I should just get to the meat and potatoes of things. Okay, I will tell you why I approached you to talk to you, and the truth is, I've seen you around here a lot, and you are very, very pleasing to the eye, and you seem really nice and nerdy and sweet. I have overheard you on the phone a few times. I'm sorry, it's just this place can get so quiet that you can hear a pin drop when it's not crowded, and so phone conversations tend to carry, and I'm sorry about that, but you've probably heard me on the phone too, not realize it, so there's that. Anyway, you seem really nice and really kind, and I figured maybe if I talked to you, we would really, really get along. And it seems like, yeah, feels like we're vibing. Yeah, we're getting on together. Yeah, yeah. So, well, basically, it's, this is so hard to say. I never thought I'd be doing this, not at a cafe of all places, but it is what it is. Anyway, yeah, so the reason why I came up to you to talk to you is, well, I've seen you here a lot, and, well, I think I might like you. Yeah, like that. I might just like you. Like you. Because, like I said, you seem really nice and sweet and nerdy, and at least in my opinion, you are very, very pleasing to the eye. Like, very pleasing. I figured maybe we would have some things in common if I came up and talked to you, and it looks like, well, we do. And thank you for opening your computer for me. Like, I didn't see it at first, but it's one of those flat computers. So the fact that you were so willing to just open it up for me and let me look at what you were doing shows that you're the kind of person who, when they vibe with someone, puts trust in them. And I feel that. I'm kind of the same way. Like, if you asked to see what I was looking at on my phone, I would probably show you if it wasn't a private conversation with someone. So yeah, we're chilling. We're getting on. So, what do you think? What do you feel? Are you feeling me, or am I coming across as a complete and total freak and weirdo? Be honest with me. Mm-hmm. Really? You've seen me here too? A lot? You wanted to talk to me. you. You wanted to talk to me, but you couldn't get the courage to? Whoa, so you're actually really happy I approached you. That's a relief. Here I thought I was being a real wackadoo, going up to you out of nowhere and talking your ear off. That's really cool. Really cool. So yeah, I like you, and you like me? Yeah? You like me? Sweet! Well, if we're both here, hanging out, and we like each other, let's say sometime you and me come here together, and sit together, order drinks together, and do stuff here together. What do you say? Yeah? Oh. Oh my. You wanna take me out to dinner sometime? Look at you being all forward now. Oh, okay. I suppose we could do dinner sometime. I do rather like sushi. So, okay. We've narrowed down our cafe date, our dinner date. Anything else you might wanna do with me sometime? Ooh, hang out and watch movies, yeah. That could be really cool. Like, we can watch some anime movies, and I personally really like horror movies, in case that's not blatantly obvious. So yeah, we can watch some freaky stuff, some animated stuff, back and forth. That'd be cool. Would you maybe want to go to the club with me sometime as, well, maybe a little bit more than just friends? Yeah? You feel that? Nice, nice. Well, okay. That's a few dates lined up already. Wow. We've only been talking a few minutes and we already booked up our schedules. Look at that. Look at us. A plus us. Way to go, us. Yeah, we did it. Gwen and... yeah, we did it. Look at us go. That's simply fantastic, isn't it? You never know what might happen when you first approach a person. Especially a person you feel in your heart that you really, really like. Well, I am really grateful our conversation went this way. I was kind of planning on it being a complete and total disaster. Gotta be real. So the fact that you're listening to me and vibing with me and feeling me, it's nice. Because I like you, you like me, I want to hang out with you, you now want to hang out with me. It's good. It's really good. So yeah, I guess if you want to go back to being by yourself, doing whatever you were doing, I will get up and be on my way. You want me to stay? And keep hanging out with me, and yeah, I have those earbuds in my purse. I'd be happy to wipe one off with some sanitizer and give it to you. What do you want to do with me? Oh, you want to listen to music? You have some music to share? Ooh, kind. Ooh, that's the good stuff. I didn't think we'd have the same taste in music. Awesome. And yeah, let's totally watch one of those anime videos you have up. I'm always happy to learn new things. Totally. Okay. Yeah. Alright, let me just go get my purse. I was a complete dummy and left it on my table over there, so I'll go get my purse and wipe off an earbud and you, me, coffee, music, and anime. Sound good? Sounds good. Alright, I will be right back. Gwendolyn out.